All right, diving right in today. We're taking a deep dive into something, well, kind of unique.
A pool.
Not just any pool. This one's filled with, well, wisdom, I guess you could say.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It's the Austrian Senior Experts Pool, or ASEP. We've got their fact sheet. And even if you've heard of them before, I think you'll find some pretty cool stuff about how they help businesses do really well using, well, experience.
Yeah, no, ASEP, amazing network of professionals, right? Real leaders in their fields, finance, marketing, you name it, ready to share what they know.
Exactly. But it's more than just, being around the block a few times. These folks have decades under their belts. ASAP itself has been going strong for over 30 years, which makes you think they've got to have a pretty solid idea of what a real expert is, right?
You hit the nail on the head. It's not just about how long your resume is, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They've got this, like, seriously intense selection process. It's not just checking boxes. They're looking for a mix of hard skills, the stuff you learn, but also, I don't know, call it wisdom skills.
Wisdom skills, huh?
Yeah. You know, being a clear communicator, staying calm when things get tough, and genuinely wanting to share what they've learned.
So not just the technical whizzes, but people who can guide and mentor, like a steady hand on the wheel.
Precisely. And because ASAP's not some big, rigid company, they can adapt to whatever a client needs.
Makes sense.
Like, picture a new entrepreneur, right? Maybe a bit intimidated by those big consulting firms. With ASAP, they get direct access to someone who's been there, done that, and really wants to see them succeed.
That personal touch, yeah, I could see how that's different, but how does it actually work? Is it all one-on-one, like mentorship, or are there other ways they help?
Oh, it's pretty varied, actually. Mentoring's definitely a big one, especially for startups.
I can see that.
But they also act as, like, sounding boards for leaders, offer fresh perspectives on tough choices.
So more strategic stuff, too.
Yeah, and if a company needs someone to, actually manage a project, they can provide interim managers, real specialists.
It's like a toolbox with the right tool for any business problem.
You got it. And here's the kicker. They're a nonprofit. So their goal isn't to, squeeze every dollar they can.
Interesting.
Their experts are compensated fairly, don't get me wrong, but the main focus is on sharing knowledge, helping the economy thrive.
That's pretty different from how most consulting works, isn't it? It's almost like they're making expertise available to, well, anyone.
You could say that. And their impact goes way beyond just businesses, NGOs, government, anyone who could use a seasoned professional on their team.
So we've got experts, they're flexible, and their mission is bigger than just profit. What are some real-world examples of this in action?
One that comes to mind is their work with Palfinger. They're like a global leader in lifting solutions, cranes and stuff.
Crane's got it.
Right. And they had this tricky situation in one of their markets. I think it was something with talent, finding and keeping good people, and they needed a specific skill set to solve it.
Not just general advice, then. They needed someone who knew the ropes in that specific area.
Exactly. And that's where ASAP's diverse pool really shines. They found Palfinger, someone who tackled similar problems, someone who understood the culture of that specific market.
Someone you probably wouldn't find just through, the usual channels. It's like ASAP had this hidden talent just waiting to be matched up.
Exactly. That's the magic of their network. A level of experience most organizations just don't have access to.
Okay, this is all pretty impressive. But let's shift gears for a sec and think about you. What if you had access to this network of, what is it, like 190 plus seasoned professionals?
Wow, that's a great question. Really makes you think about the possibilities, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty wild to think about. Like, what if you're stuck on a project or unsure about your career path and you could just, I don't know, tap into that kind of experience?
Like having a personalized GPS for your career, huh? And it's not even just the advice itself, it's having that sounding board we talked about.
Right.
Sometimes just talking it through with someone who's, seen it all helps you unlock the solution that was there all along.
Yeah, like they help you connect the dots, see the forest for the trees or whatever.
Exactly.
And speaking of connecting, ASEP is also part of this bigger global network, right? CE, is that how you say it?
CEIS,
Yeah.
yeah, stands for Confederation of European Senior Expert Services. Basically, it's a bunch of organizations just like ASEP all across Europe.
Okay, so like an international team of experts.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's going to be super helpful for businesses that are, trying to expand overseas and stuff.
Absolutely. And, this kind of ties into something else about ASAP. Because they're a nonprofit, they can offer their services at a way lower cost than, those typical consulting firms.
Ah, that makes sense.
So it's not just for the big corporations, but small businesses, startups, even individuals can access this expertise.
That's huge for like new entrepreneurs who might not have a ton of cash to throw around on expensive consultants.
Right. They've really made expertise accessible to everyone. And you see that in the types of clients they work with.
Yeah, we talked about Palfinger, but I bet there are smaller companies too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Family businesses, social enterprises, even local communities, you name it.
So it's really about having a positive impact on, well, every level of the economy.
It's not just about helping big companies get bigger. It's about helping everyone reach their full potential.
I like that.
And it's not just about economics either. Mm. There's this social aspect to it, you know? Sharing knowledge, bridging the gap between generations.
Oh, yeah, like a mentorship thing?
Totally. You've got all these experienced professionals who are passionate about passing on what they've learned to the next generation of leaders, entrepreneurs, you know?
Like building a legacy, not just for themselves, but for the businesses and communities they help, making sure their knowledge keeps on giving.
That's a beautiful way to put it. It's about paying it forward, investing in the future. Actually, reminds me of a story I heard about an ASAP expert who helped a young entrepreneur build a business plan. It was for a sustainable farming project, I think.
Oh, cool.
And it wasn't just about the numbers, you know? It was about helping this young person bring their vision to life, make a real difference.
It's like they're going beyond the technical stuff. They're invested in people's success, whatever that looks like for them.
Exactly. And they do it in a way that's both, you know, professional, but also personal. They're not just consultants. They're mentors, advisors, sometimes even friends.
Man, I gotta say, I'm getting kind of jealous of anyone who gets to work with these people. It sounds like an amazing group.
They really are. And the best part, they're always adding more experts to the pool.
Oh, wow. So they can, like, handle even more challenges. So let's bring this back to our listener for a minute. We've covered a lot, and ASAP is clearly doing some pretty awesome stuff. But how can our listener actually USC this information? How can they connect this to their own lives? That's the big question, right? We've talked about how unique ASAP is, all their different experts, how they're making a real difference. But how can someone listening actually, you know, take advantage of all this?
Well, I think, honestly, the first step is just knowing they exist. That's huge in itself. Like, it opens up all these new possibilities for anyone who needs help or wants some guidance, you know.
Like, you might not need them right now, but just knowing they're there is kind of reassuring, isn't it?
Totally. And then when you do need help, you know exactly where to go. Could be for a specific project, or maybe you're stuck in your career, or even just need someone to bounce ideas off of.
Yeah, a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, they hesitate to ask for help. Like, they think they got to do it all themselves. But what I'm hearing from you is getting advice from someone who's been there, that's actually a good thing, not a weakness.
Absolutely. And that's something ASAP really gets. They understand that even the most successful people, they need support sometimes.
So let's say our listener is, you know, interested, wants to learn more. What's the best way to, like, check out what ASAP has to offer?
Their website's a great place to start. They've got like a whole rundown of their services, profiles of their experts, even case studies showing the impact they've had.
So you can get a feel for them before even reaching out.
Exactly. And if you're ready to take the next step, they make it super easy to connect with the right expert to whatever you need.
Sounds like they've really thought this whole thing through from start to finish.
They have. And it's all very, you know, professional, but also really approachable.
So as we wrap up our deep dive here, I want to leave our listener with one last thought. Imagine you're at a crossroads facing a problem that just seems impossible. What if the answer, the key to solving it, was just a conversation away?
What if the experience and knowledge you need to reach your goals are right there, ready for you to tap into? That's the power of ASAP, you know? Mm-hmm. It's about connecting with the right people at the right time, and it's something anyone can do.
So take that first step, explore ASAP, see what they're all about. You might be surprised at what you find. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.